Righto, Greg Smith from Devon Funds Management. Morning to you.
Morning to you, Mike.
American's still hot.
America's still hot. Yeah, for sure. US consumer confidence, that sort of rose for the to its highest level since July 2021. Inflation continues to cool. The Conference Board's consumer confidence index increased to 117 in July, up from 110 in June. So that beat expectations. Despite rising interest rates, consumers are more upbeat. So that's good news. Consumers think a recession is less likely. They've got more confidence in business conditions and employment over the next 6 months. Conference Board still reckons we're going to see a recession in the US, but could be a mild one, Mike, which is good news. And look, further support for this with a strong earnings season. We've had Xerox stuff come for a strong result, raised cash flow gone to the full year. These shares are up nearly 6%. Industrial giant GE, they've popped by a similar amount. They've come through with a strong result with guidance, and they're getting strong boosts in aerospace demand and the renewable energy business. And post-it maker and chemicals giant 3M has done likewise. Revenues of $8 billion, also raised full-year earnings guidance, so good news. And actually across the Atlantic as well, UK consumer confidence, that's hit its highest level in 10 months, so yeah, a bit of positivity.
Miners are hot, and China's got the stimulus program going, and the IMF thinks that there's light everywhere at the end of the tunnel.
Oh, the tremendous light. So we talked about China, so didn't we, and the importance of it, and look, they've delivered, this is the 24-member Politburo, they've come through and said they'll tackle unemployment, speed up issuance of local government bonds, they're going to boost consumption, try and get the growth back on track, and they've addressed, I suppose, the challenges. Yeah, that was the key thing for the first time. They've called it a tortuous economic recovery. So, Asia markets were up strongly. Hang Seng, that was in Hong Kong, that was up 4%. CSI 300 in China, that was up nearly 3%. Miners on the BHP and Rio rally, the latter's actually up nearly 5% in London. Iron ore prices have spiked. So they can do whatever they can to expand domestic demand by the look. And yeah, they've delivered a fairly bearish assessment of where they're at. So look, the measures don't contain specific policies to boost household income and spending, but we could yet see that. And they haven't quite gone to lengths that they did after the 2008 financial crisis, but certainly talking the talk. And then they've outlined targets to increase purchases of cars, electronics, household goods. They've also actually promised to increase the number of international flights in and out of China, and that's still as well below pre-pandemic levels. And as you mentioned, the IMF has sort of come to the party a bit as well. They've actually raised their global growth prediction by 0.2 percentage points to 3%, up from 2.8%. They've kept 2024 growth forecast the same. But interestingly, Mike, they've actually said this forecast is despite China's recovery losing steam. So they actually change.
Okay, and then we come to luxury. And of course, no one does luxury better than LVMH.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, net profits here soared by 30% to 8.5 billion euros. And thanks to strong growth, coincidentally, actually, in Asia and Europe, sales of the brands, which include Louis Vuitton, Dior and Tiffany, they rose 15% during the half, 42.2 billion euros. Fashion and leather goods unit, that saw 17% growth. Everything doing well, except wines and spirits. Actually, Hennessy Cognac, that's been impacted by the economic environment in the US, it seems. But champagne, corks are still popping there. That's going pretty well. And men's are actually pretty optimistic about the future as well. Travel's also helping them with duty free and Sephora and the like. And it was interestingly, they said last year they had a slowdown in China, and the US was doing well, where it's been the reverse. Sales in Asia up 23%, US up just 3%, but they're not too worried about that. They're saying sales near the US are still around about 2022 levels. Asia's around about a third of their sales, so that's going pretty well. Also, a bit of good news, they've announced to sponsor the Paris 2024 Olympic and Paralympic Games as a premium partner, so they'll be providing products to helping make the medals. So maybe look out, Mike, for athletes with Louis Vuitton handbags and perhaps not Moët.
Very nice. What are the numbers?
Okay, so the Dow's up 72 points at the moment. That's up 0.2%. S&P 500 up 0.4%. NASDAQ up 0.8%. FTSE up 0.2%. Unilever was actually a strong riser there as well, up nearly 5%. The Magnum and Marmite maker reckon we've passed peak inflation, so that's good. ASX 200 up 0.5%, 7339. Nikkei was fairly flat, but the Hang Seng was up strongly, as mentioned. Gold up $2, 2003 an ounce. Oil up $1, 79 spots, 76. And the currency markets, Kiwi up against the US, 62.2. down against Aussie, 91.3, down against sterling, 48.3. Dead 50 was also lower, down 0.7%, but you'd have to think it'll be a bright start today, Mike.
Good stuff, mate. Catch up soon. Appreciate it very much, Greg Smith. Devon Funds Management.